It's time for the Palestinian spring, so said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who formally submitted an application for full membership to UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon today and then addressed the General Assembly. Shortly after, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke as well, saying, "There are theories, like if we give up land, peace will follow, but I can't risk Israel on a theory." First, we hear from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who made an impassioned plea for recognition based on what he said was the unalienable right of Palestinians to a state, including East Jerusalem and all of the West Bank. Now, we apologize for some audio problems with the interpreter's feed. Here, he says he hopes his hopes for peace have been shattered on what he called the rocks of Israeli settlements in the West Bank.
Settlement activities embody the core of a policy of colonial military occupation of the land of the Palestinian people, and all of the brutality of aggression and racial discrimination against our people that this policy entails.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was there to speak the truth.
I came here to speak the truth. The truth is, the truth is that Israel wants peace. The truth is that I want peace. The truth is that in the Middle East, at all times, but especially during these turbulent days, peace must be anchored in security. The truth is that we cannot achieve peace through UN resolutions, but only through direct negotiations between the parties.
Aaron David Miller was a top Middle East negotiator for the U.S. and a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center. And Aaron, just help us out here, starting with President Abbas. He called Israel the colonizer, also extended his hand in peace. Both men did at different times. But he has to win Security Council votes, General Assembly votes, possibly, if that's how his bid goes. How did he do?
Well, the question is, what was his, who or what was his primary audience? And I think it's quite clear that President Abbas was speaking for Palestinians, to Palestinians, and the international community, and for himself. I mean, I saw a man who was freed, frankly, from some of the constraints in the past, freed from his dependence on believing that either Israel or the United States could really make a critical difference in giving Palestinians their state. I mean, I think the judgment here may be wrong, but the Palestinians have concluded that neither negotiations will work, and certainly Abbas believes that armed struggle, violence, cannot work. So he shifted his focus from the bilateral forum, where he has very little influence right now, to the international arena, where he seeks to gain more. How much more? How this is going to play out isn't clear, because I don't think the Palestinians really have a strategy. I think this approach is born out of frustration, some would say desperation.
Well, and we know that from here there's still a sort of a rocky road. There's been backdoor negotiations to perhaps slow down this request that was handed to Ban Ki-moon so that it slowly makes its way to the Security Council and then is slowly considered, so there might be more time for backdoor deals. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu is extended his hand to people fighting for freedom, but was also directly critical of Islamic fundamentalism. He said that, you know, perhaps immediately setting up a state next door to Israel would trigger Islamic violence. He asked people in the General Assembly, would you move next door to people who are violent? Would you want your family to have violent neighbors, when he spoke about violence primarily from Hamas in Gaza? The tone was, forceful. But what do you think he has to do as this continues, as it will continue on the floor and in the back offices of the UN in just the few seconds we have?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's no backroom deal. The gaps between these two men on the core issues, Jerusalem border security and refugees, are so fundamental. The suspicion so deep and the regional environment so certain that we're going to be dancing around this issue clearly over the next year, well into Obama's second term, should he actually get one. So I think the notion that we should push these two parties back to negotiations, I think, is a mistaken one, because if we do, we're going to fail and thereby discredit the very instrument that we want to promote, that diplomacy can actually resolve this. Right now, diplomacy can't.
Yeah. Aaron David Miller, top Middle East negotiator for the U.S., also a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center, past negotiator. Aaron, thank you.
Robin, it's a pleasure.